Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Baby, because life is too short not to play parlays. Like, we pontificate a lot on the show about parlays are minus EV and you shouldn't be, you know, putting the bankroll on parlays. But listen, like, every weekend, if you want to do a parlay, it's fine. Just do not put the mortgage on it. And it can be a fun way to bet on things. So it's fine. So as I'm adding this together, here's the other wild thing about parlays is sometimes, like, books will be weird about what you can parlay. So that's what I'm running into right now, where MGM's like, are you sure? We don't think we can do that bet. So as I tinker with this and parlay this, Den, can you think off the top of your head about the best parlay you've hit this year? Because I feel like when people hit a parlay, it's one of those core memories that they will not hesitate to tell you about on a moment's notice, even sometimes when you don't ask about it.
I hit one a couple weeks ago. That is true, by the way. I hit one a couple weeks ago when the Lions were playing the Commanders, and I had taken the approach of, if my defense is going to impact me and my week mentally, they might as well line my pockets. So I had a nice parlay of Jahmyr Gibbs over 75 yards rushing, Jahmyr Gibbs anytime touchdown, Jameson Williams over 44.5 yards receiving, Jameson Williams anytime touchdown. All that hit, paid 9-1. It was glorious. I was like, all right, I'm not even that mad. I was like cheering, you know, sitting upstairs, you know, doing the pregame, halftime, postgame show situation that I do locally. I was like sitting there cheering. I was like running around because I was making money. My team was getting just curb stomped, but I was making money in the process. So I was like, this is a big time win for your boy.
Yeah, and I think that was like a good game to do a same game parlay on, is that because the high scoring games, I feel like, especially if you like player props or anytime touchdowns, those are the ones to load up. Like, do not make a huge same game parlay on a game that has a total of 36. And as I'm looking at this, I'm like, wow, we might have two plays in the Browns and Raiders, but one of those is the under. And then, to your dismay, I've had to take off the interception one for Shedeur Sanders, because like BetMGM is like changing the number on that or something.
That's probably why it was giving you a fit, too, because it's like, hey, we can't do a big parlay with two in the same game. It has to be same game parlay situations. So that was probably what was giving you a fit.
Yeah, so I've been tinkering with that. This is the most like tech work that I've done in a long time, and for good reason, because I'm not normally very good at it. All right, so I think I finally have it all set and, you know, ready to roll. So let's get to it. It's our squad parlay. We have a sounder here, I think. Where we did. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, adults of all ages, it's time for the show parlay.
There we go. Step right up and try your hand. It's a big plus money. So we did things a little differently this week because, listen, we haven't been winning these, so I am trying something different where I'm going with some plays that I like, but dumbed down a little bit. So I'm doing alt numbers because some of these plays I've been playing in the squad parlay have not been hitting. So I'm going to start us off with a couple legs here. We've talked about fading the Bears a lot on this show, and I do think regression is looming for a team that somehow is 7-3, winning all these close games against bad teams. But I think the Steelers can at least keep it within a touchdown because Bears, you know, have not been blowing out people. It's been all these close games. So even if it is Mason Rudolph, I'm going to go Steelers plus 7. That is the first leg for me. Then we're going to follow it up with Travion Henderson to score a touchdown. It's minus 190 by itself, but you combine those two and it is palatable. And plus, we have a bunch of other legs. Travion Henderson has been an absolute threat in the red zone. Even if Ramondre Stevenson comes back, he's the guy in the red zone. And plus, they play the Bengals this week, who are one of the worst teams against the run and one of the teams that are giving up the most rushing touchdowns of any team in the NFL. So Travion Henderson feels like a solid play. All right, Denton, let's go to you next. What are your contributions to this week's squad parlay?
So I have two at the moment. I'm going to add a third one. You know, I've had to call an audible with the Shador Sanders thing just to make sure, you know, we can make this thing work. My first one is going to be an A.J. Brown anytime touchdown plus 170. I want to get some positive juice into the mix. A.J. Brown is very unhappy, and it does feel like we are approaching the territory where Nick Sirianni's mindset is just going to be, here, take it. We're at the goal line. Take the football so you will finally shut up when it comes to somebody asking you how you feel about the offense. So I think A.J. Brown, especially against Dallas, too, rivalry game, get up for it. And this would kind of cement them, by the way. Not that there's any question of it, but if they beat Dallas, they win the division. Not mathematically, there's still like some weird stuff there, but if they're 9-2 and the second place team is Dallas, who has a tie in there already, and at that point it would be 6 losses, they win the division. So there's extra emphasis on this one. I'm giving A.J. Brown a touchdown plus 170.
It does feel like when the Eagles throw the ball, it's to A.J. Brown or Devonta Smith. So, like, I feel like that's a pretty good option. Okay, did you say there was a second leg you wanted to add? Can you throw it out so I can start searching for it?
So I'm also keeping track of this. So if you don't want to do the tech duties, okay, I can handle the tech duties. I'm going to go Jahmyr Gibbs over 75.5 yards rushing. They're playing the Giants. The Giants are not a very good team. I think Detroit is going to be really kicking their face in. And because of that, I think they'll run.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The football lot, Jahmyr Gibbs is dynamic as hell. So I'm going to go Jahmyr Gibbs over 75 rushing yards at minus 110.
Ah, it should be noted that is 75 plus. So if it lands plus, exactly on 75, you still win your bet. So I wanted to clarify that because it is important for, as somebody who continues to lose bets by the hook, important clarification. All right, so the rest of our team here, Dan likes the Colts plus 3.5. Dan, do you want to come on and talk about it? You certainly don't have to, because I think Denton will probably go against you, because I know he likes the Chiefs. So can you give us briefly why you like the Colts here? Yeah, at some point it feels like the torch is going to be passed. And, like, here's the other thing. Like, I said this about last game, is that if you look at numbers and you're like, oh, well, like, this is such a good trend. You looked at the Chiefs coming off a bye. They were 22-3 straight up. Like, there was a good reason to believe that the Chiefs were going to win that game against the Broncos, and they just didn't. So at some point, the magic is going to run out. Okay, so it's Kenny, right? That's we have a rotation going here. So, Kenny, I think, do you have a pick for us?
Kenny's
I don't see anything.
Yeah, by the way, I like Dan's play. I like it.
Okay, Kenny.
Yeah, I think the Colts might be the right side if you're getting the hook. But I do think the Chiefs win the game, so that's a tough one there. I actually was going to give out a Chiefs touchdown. It's kind of a negative correlation if you're putting the Colts in a parlay. But I think Rashee Rice gets back in the end zone this week. He's plus money at plus 115. They've been using him a lot at the goal line, too, as a rusher. And obviously, he can catch a touchdown. He's their number one receiver. So I like that at plus money, plus 115. Rashee Rice.
Okay, so we started this parlay by thinking, okay, I'm going to go conservative here. Now we're up to 81-1. So maybe we need to stop with the legs. But here's what we have so far. Okay, so I'll read the legs out to you guys. Steelers plus 7 over the Bears, just hoping for regression looming for the Bears. Travion Henderson to score a touchdown for the Patriots against the Bengals. Maryland plus 14 against Michigan. A.J. Brown to score a touchdown. Colts plus 3.5. And Rashee Rice to score a touchdown. Jahmyr Gibbs to rush for at least 75 yards. And there you have it. That is 81-1, my friends.
We have your under 36.
I couldn't put it in.
Oh, so
are we gonna?
It works for me.
I'm not doing 36 though. I wanted to do 41, and then the technical work got out of control for me, so I gave up.
All right, 81-1. Let me see if I can put it in at 41 real quick, because the number that I had that might hurt us a little bit. Come on, BetMGM. Let me parlay a bunch of these alt lines. That's you said you wanted 41.
Okay, at what point do you stop building a parlay? Because, like, we could go on forever. But, like, the more legs you add, there is a reason the odds get dramatically longer. Like, we're at 81-1. Is that not good enough for you, Denton?
I wanted more. I want a chain, Chelsea. I got Christmas gifts to buy. If we do put in, you're under 41.5. It is plus... 10,381. So we're 113-1.
So do you want to do that? I feel like we should kick it out. I feel like there is a reason that it like spit it out. I'm kind of superstitious. I don't know if you're like that, but I'm like, oh, there's a reason that it didn't let me put that in. So let's leave it out. And like, who wants to sweat an under? So let's not do that. We'll keep it at 81-1.
Keep it 81-1.
So let me... What's the biggest sabotage factor here? Not to put people on the spot. What's the one that you're most worried about? Like, I look at the Steelers, I'm like, all right, their defense is bad. Maybe the Bears surprise me, and I've been a Bears hater, and they're standing here at 7-3. Anytime touchdowns can be tricky, sometimes we've covered that. Is it the Colts? Like, is this the biggest one where you say, okay, there is a chance that the Chiefs return back to form and they look like the Chiefs team that they should have looked like all season long?
No, I think it's AJ Brown. Because Philadelphia has proved to this point they're 8-2. They don't need him to score. And maybe they go the opposite. Like, I'm thinking they're going to be like, we're tired of you complaining. We want to make you happy. It's going to be easier for everyone. Maybe they just go the complete opposite. And Jalen Hurts throws only to Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert. And A.J. Brown doesn't get catches. And then he's throwing a fit on the sideline. And maybe he pulls an Antonio Brown. So I think the A.J. Brown thing is the biggest sabotage factor.
Well, I just think touchdown bets in general, especially for receivers... Like, A.J. Brown could have a 100-plus receiving yard day and still not get in the end zone. Do you get what I'm saying? Especially when you have a team that's very good at the tush push. Like, if they're on the one-yard line, they're not throwing the ball. So I think that's the biggest sabotage factor, especially for an Eagles offense that has not been great at scoring touchdowns. So if there's not that many touchdowns in the game, like by probability, that pie is kind of small. So we'll see, but it's 81-1. And listen, the holidays are right around the corner. We need this Santa. Just give us this parlay. All right, coming up next, our biggest takeaways from the Bills' loss and a defensive showdown against the Texans. It's next on Hour 3 of the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.